Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts. Hello, everyone. Welcome to 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a 2022 draft recap for the Denver Broncos. So be sure if you enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast, like, comment, share, and subscribe. We have tons, hundreds, thousands of live episodes up on our Facebook and YouTube, over 900 plus episodes of our podcast, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. Available anywhere, listen to podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, you name it, you can find us over there. And of course, check out our Instagram and our brand new LinkedIn page for more football content. We thank you so much, because without this, none of it would be possible. So let's get into it. The Denver Broncos 2022 draft recap. They did not have a selection in the first round. Shocker, because you know they did trade for Russell Wilson at the time, so they gave up a ton of draft picks. But in round two, pick number 64, they went to Oklahoma and drafted outside linebacker Nick Bonito, a twitchy young player, very good speed, great explosion and agility. We'll have to get a little bit more strength to get on par with some of the other outside linebackers in the draft. But overall, I like this pick, the defensive end linebacker combo here. He can do a lot. So already off to a good start with Nick Bonito. Then we go to their next selection. We go into round three, pick number 80, UCLA tight end Greg Dulcich. Greg is a solid player coming out of UCLA with the Bruins, a great explosion, good speed for a guy his size. And I think that he is going to fit in right with that system. Wilson can throw to him a ton. And like I said, he's a good receiving threat tight end, more than a blocker. So keep that in mind as well. He's not going to be afraid to get in on the passing game. And like I said, he's going to be good at his position. I believe he's going to be a vertical threat. Watch out for him in the end zone, because he can go up there and snag it with the best of them. Up next in the draft for the Broncos, we got a round four, Pittsburgh cornerback Damari Mathis, pick number 115 overall. Now, Mathis, like I said, we're getting into the fourth round here. Good selection overall. He has really good explosion for a guy his size. Really good speed as well. And like I said, they needed some help at the cornerback position. Like I said, his size may limit him to more of a slot corner, but I think you can definitely slide him in as a good player early on in the season. I really do. Like I said, he has some pretty good expectations, especially with how the AFC West is stacking up this year. You have to have really good corners, really good safeties as well. He's an athletic freak, so he can definitely get up there. His vertical is off the charts at 43.5 inches, which is just absolute insanity. So for a fourth round pick, I mean, I get he's a little bit undersized, but he makes up for it with his vertical. I think this is a great pick in round number four. Keeping in the fourth round, pick 116, back-to-back selections here. We are going to go with the defensive lineman from Iowa State, Ioma Uwazurike. Now, Ioma, like I said, coming out of Iowa State, fourth round selection overall. Like I said, he's got okay agility, nothing too crazy, but his size is off the charts. 6'6", 315 pounds, and those massive 35-inch pythons, better otherwise known as arms. Good explosion, like I said, not the greatest agility, but that initial first burst that he can get, very solid. Also, a 33-inch vertical for a man his size is also surprisingly well. Do not be surprised if you see him batting down some balls at the line of scrimmage. Coming up next in the 2022 draft in round five, we go out to Oklahoma University once again. They go with safety DeLaurin Turner Yell. Round five, pick 152 overall. Now, DeLaurin, like I said, we're talking about him now in the fifth round. Pretty solid athlete, elite athlete. Like I said, not the greatest size, but he makes up for it with his speed, agility, burst, et cetera, et cetera. 5'10", 197, a bit on the smaller size for a safety, so he will probably get beat over the top, but he does have that good athleticism, solid vertical as well. So we'll see if they maybe can swap him to corner. I'm not sure just with the size if he's going to be able to be up there with some of the best safeties, but we will see what they can do. Like I said, they've got a lot of young players at the safety position already for the Denver Broncos, so we're going to have Turner Yell come in here and just make it even younger, right? But the way you look at it, you got to have some athletic safeties, and that's the route they went. So we'll see how he can do. I feel like he'd be better fit for a special teams role at the beginning of his career, just to see just how that athleticism is top, like I said, it's top tier. He can definitely make some plays there, but I'm not sure how that's going to translate into the next level. Like I said, he's a little bit smaller, but he does have that tremendous athleticism. But like I said, prove me wrong. I can't wait to see how this guy does at safety. In round five, pick 162, we're going to go out to Samford, wide receiver Montrell Washington. So we're going out to a smaller school here. None of the big names, right? But this is a guy who, like I said, he is a receiver. They might use him primarily as a punt returner, a kick returner in the beginning of his career. Not the greatest size, only 5'9", 181. But he does make up for that with his amazing speed and agility. So, like I said, I expect this guy to be a probably day one punt returner, kick returner off the bat, and then see him in a couple of wide receiving loadouts, right, some presets. But I just think with just that size, like I said, he's very, very small. It's going to be a little bit rough for him. So I expect him to be more of a primary kick returner, punt returner in the beginning. And we'll see him get a couple of passes thrown to him overall at this route. So we'll see how he can do in the National Football League. Coming next, we have Luke Wattenberg, center. And man, let me talk about Luke real quick, because he is a solid selection here. Coming out of Washington with the Huskies, he is selected. Let me see real quick. There he is. He's selected round five, pick 171. So just a little bit later than Mr. Washington before him. Good size in the young man. Like I said, he's a center, late round pick. And like I said, really good overall grade, good mold, good zone blocking schemes. He's good at that. And he's got really good speed and athleticism for a guy who is close to 300 pounds. But we'll see how he can do. Like I said, he is a little bit lower drafted, so he'll probably be a little bit later on the depth charts. But overall, not a bad pick. I think he can turn himself into a really good starter if he just, you know, continues to work hard, eat his Wheaties and all that good stuff. Like I said, we'll see how, you know, he's got Lloyd Cushenberry right there at the center at the moment. So I feel like this is going to be kind of the future center for the time being. We'll probably get some snaps a little bit sometimes this season, but I'm not expecting too much from him so far. But he'll provide some good depth at the position, and he does have some good long-term potential. Up next, we're going with the big man, Matt Hiddingson, defensive lineman from the Wisconsin Badgers, coming up in round number six right here. Pick 206, mind you. So good size here on this man. Like I said, he's got pretty good athleticism overall. He's got really good athleticism. That's what they really went with. And like I said, he's not going to have the greatest speed, but his agility and his first step explosion is really what is getting him got him noticed. And like I said, some say he's kind of the complete opposite of Uwazurike, who they selected earlier. And when I say that, means he's got great power, does Uwazurike, but Henningsen's got the speed and explosion with that pass rushing upside. So a little bit of yin and yang right there. We'll see how those two can cope. Like I said, needs some more depth here. It's a late round pick, nothing too crazy. And, you know, that's just what they went with in that selection. Now we are going to go with their final pick, round number seven, out to Wisconsin. Once again, back-to-back selection for the Badgers. We got cornerback, round seven, 232 overall, Fayon Hicks from the Badgers, representing once again. Like I said, final selection for them in the draft. Good speed, like I said, not the greatest size. He's a little bit smaller. So that is why he fell so late. But like I said, just add some more depth to the position, and we'll see how he can do in training camp, if he can maybe slide up depth chart a little bit. But I feel that, you know, obviously seventh round pick is going to be a little bit harder for him to see the field right away. But we'll see what Mr. Hicks can do. So overall, I've had to give a final grade for the Denver Broncos 2022 draft class. I will go with a C or a C plus. I'm not really loving this draft too much. Not a whole lot of big names. I understand that they did not get a first round selection, but I feel that there were some players they could have maybe went a different way with. Did they fill some of the needs that they had? Yes, but they could have maybe went some other players. But that's why I'm going to give them a C plus. I mean, they do have. I'm excited for Benito. And of course, like I think that Uwazurike might have it. Dolchich is going to fit in nicely. But we'll see, because they were guys with a lot of athleticism, which it can translate well or it cannot. We just never know. But overall, it's a decent draft for me. Nothing too crazy. But hey, we'll see how these guys can do in 2022 and beyond. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. I've been your host today, Logan. If you enjoyed this video, like, comment, share, subscribe. Check us out on Facebook and on YouTube pretty much each and every single day. And you can check us out on our podcast at 100th Football, anywhere listed podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, et cetera, et cetera. You can find us thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. And hey, like we say, we could not do any of this without you, the fans. So please, if you have a comment, what do you think of the Broncos draft class, leave it and we will respond to you. We always do. We love you, the fans. Like I said, I've been your host, Logan Lance. Have a great day, everyone. And we'll talk to you again on another live episode of 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.